Nachman de night. Chaim writes in Avos Chesed that the din of paying a worker on time, over sometimes an assay, sometimes a lav, sometimes both, if you don't pay him the day the work is due, the money is due, applies to a katan also. Which means, says the Chofetz Chaim, if you see a neighbor's child, or any child, we'll see in a second about your own child. So, and if you tell them to do something, clean up a room, clean up the yard, take out the garbage, not your own child yet, but you see a child and you say, I'll give you a candy, so I guess the candy has to be a fruit, I imagine. So then you have to give it to him. If he did the work in the day, you have to give it to him before the night. If he did it at night, you have to give it to him before Elul Shachar, or else you're over the lav, the assay, whatever the case may be. And if you never give it to him, you're a ganav and you're posel avos. Now, what about your own children? The easy way out, you shouldn't take it the easy way out. But if you don't have a candy, and you promised them a candy, so you have to, so just say, and I'll give you a candy tomorrow or the next day. When I get a candy, I'll give you. That's all you have to do. You just have to speak it out, and that's good enough not to be either. The child about your own child. So I found that sociologically very interesting. Chaim Kanievsky holds that same thing with your own child. Many poskim hold that with your own child, no, it's a child. So I'm thinking maybe they had different children. And it's totally, like nowadays, I think of Chaim's for sure right. Because your child says, like, why should I? I mean, what do you mean, why should you? You're my child. So? Okay, I'll give you a candy. So I think as the generations go by, Rav Chaim becomes more and more correct. Okay, now we go on to the Chodesh Halavos. And we're learning Shari Yichud HaMaisa, Perakei. And he's telling them now all the things the Yetzirah tries to distract. That's what he made, a whole litany of things, a whole list of things. And the point was to distract you from what you're doing. Not to think about what you're doing. To do it sort of kalachayad, mitzvos anoshim melumoda, certainly by davening or learning, it's extremely dangerous. It's fatal, it's terrible, if your mind's not on what you're doing. But even in any mitzvah, he's talking about it. So v'mikas v'esahi, you got to wake up and fight back. V'chashivim nafsho, and think. V'yomar la, and talk to yourself. Ech esnaigim abore, how can I deal with Hashem? V'mesh enu nocholi, in a way that would be inappropriate. V'esnaig bo'im habruim, to act with people. Beishani tzorech aleihem, or beishem tzrichem li. I mean, the worst thing, someone comes into you for an interview, let's say. Or you go for an interview. It's like, the worst thing in the world is that the person you're talking to, let's say you act distracted, and you're busy, you know, you're playing with a game on your phone. I mean, it's terribly hurtful, terribly disrespectful. And it's right. If I want something from somebody, there shall also be many bilashoni. You think I'm going to go ask him for it? The libi ponim imen, and I'm thinking about the Super Bowl. If he could tell, right? If he sees I'm not there, he's not going to give me what I want. If he sees I don't even have the courtesy to focus on my request of him, but I'm doing it like sort of absentmindedly, and I'm thinking about something else. Either how your magas and me, how your moes the noelos, he throw me out the door. Koshken shiim the medichetzi, he's really not going to do what I'm asking him. Kavuchaimer mo yodeh bi, and let's say he thought I was thinking about how to harm him, he would certainly not give me what I want. Meshena mapik ritzono. Certainly makes sense he's not going to do what I am requesting. And that's what I would do if someone was asking me for something. Well, you see, you're there, Milibo, and I could read his mind, and he's thinking how he's going to mess me up, or he's thinking he really doesn't like me, or he's thinking about something else, not even focused on what he's requesting of me. So Hashem is all of that. Hashem knows what I'm thinking. So, how in the world can I allow myself to get distracted? Hashem could read my mind. I'm asking him for life. I'm asking him for parnasa. I'm asking him for children. I'm asking him for nachas from children. I'm asking him for deya. I'm asking him for everything in the world. And he knows I'm thinking about something else, maybe even a dvar averach, chas v'shalom. How could I do the memeshlo? He said, "Rotzo lo mecholosh kamoni." If I wouldn't act that way, or I wouldn't someone act that way towards me, lo yerotzi bo mimenu nivra nitzel mecholosh kamoni. Chom shamar kosov gambosh lo yevoshu v'hikolim lo yodu. So if you think that, that's what you have to think. You have to think that if you would be able to read minds, and how you would feel if with these distractions, and that's exactly what's going on when you talk to Hashem. And he's reading your mind, and you're thinking about something else. You're like, are you serious? What, are you playing games with me? You're making fun of me here? And certainly if you're thinking of inappropriate things, mamish, so that's the marshal, that's what you tell the Yetzihara, and you'll vanquish him with that. That's all you need. All you need is that thought. Okay.